My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever had that feeling that things are not working out the way you thought they would? You've invested a lot of time and money in a project, a job, a person, and the dream you had seems to be dwindling. The stock you bought takes a nosedive. The job you had is no longer necessary. The person you invested so much of your life with suddenly dies and leaves you alone. My dear brothers and sisters, most of us have experienced something like this. And believe me, it's not a very pleasant place to be. Thomas called the twin, who was one of the 12 apostles, was in a spot like this. He was not feeling too positive about life. In fact, he was away when the disciples experienced the first meeting with Jesus. He went away somewhere. He had invested a good deal of his time that could have been used pursuing a lucrative career in an itinerant preacher who said he was the Son of God, who said he was the Messiah, the Christ. The Christ looked like a good person to link up with. He worked miracles. He looked like a real winner. But somehow, everything did not work out the way Thomas thought it would. Instead of Christ ending up as King of the Jews and a conqueror of the Romans that had so much power, he ended up on a cross, humiliated and powerless. When he died on that cross, so did the hopes and dreams of Thomas and all but a few followers. Then there was a rumor that the man had worked another miracle, something no other man had ever done. Sure, he died, but then he rose from the dead. Several of his group had attested to this, but Thomas wasn't buying it. And who could blame Thomas? It would take a God to do something like that. He wasn't going to get sitting twice and made his position abundantly clear. He said, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hands on his side, I will not believe. My dear brothers and sisters, the saying that seeing is believing did not apply to Thomas. He wanted more than sighting. Again, who could blame him? My dear brothers and sisters, if you ever been with a dead person, you know that it really feels like life is finished. Life is ended. Somehow it's comforting to know that as Christians, our leader knows what it feels like, an experience of abandonment, experience of darkness, lifelessness. And it is also comforting to know that even one of the 12 experienced the loss of faith. My dear brothers and sisters, we are not alone when we feel like we are at the end of the rope. We are in good company. There is something that can be done about it. It's comforting to know that in a matter of 8 days, Thomas was about to change his position regarding Jesus from "I will not believe" to "my Lord and my God." Something, of course, had to happen for this change to take place. And two words in the gospel tell us about what happened. Jesus came. Jesus came. Even though they were afraid, the doors were closed, Jesus came. And when Jesus came, he brought them a gift that they probably didn't even know they were searching for. The gift of peace. 3 times he said, "Peace be with you." In the gospel, Thomas had faith in himself, but not in Christ. "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my fingers in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." My dear brothers and sisters, peace came to Thomas when he changed his focus on his life from "I will not believe," from "I alone," into "my Lord and my God." This is what the incarnation means. This is what faith means. Not me alone, not God alone, the two of us together, my Lord and my God. What does this event that took place about 2,000 years ago mean to you and me in April 2024? Where's the connection? The connection, my dear brothers and sisters, is that the event keeps happening. Thomas was the followers of Christ abandoned him when the going got tough, experienced a loss of faith, but turned his life around when Jesus came to him. This has happened to many people sitting in this church today and will continue to happen to others in the future. Secondly, the gospel tells us, those of us who claim to be people of faith, how we should respond to people who do not share the same belief we do. As you can see, the disciples did not treat Thomas as if he was inferior or untouchable because of his absence of faith. Rather, the other apostles invited him to be part of their group. And so Thomas was there the second time Jesus showed up. And he professed that Jesus is his Lord and God. My dear brothers and sisters, a good teacher always repeats a lesson, and Christ was a good teacher. In today's gospel, he instructed the apostles three times what was essential in the life of a Christian. Three times he said, "Peace be with you." This is how we teach others, by allowing the peace we experience within ourselves to radiate to others. Let me close with this beautiful song. You want me to sing? Peace I live with you, my friends. Peace the world cannot give. Peace I live with you, my friends, so that your joy be ever full. Peace be with you. Amen.